Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, this is Paul speaking, but God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So let me ask you a question. Do you have something that drags you down? Maybe it's a chronic illness that tears at your body. Maybe it's a relationship that is wearing you down. Maybe you're stuck in a job that is neither satisfying nor fulfilling. Maybe you are estranged from a son or daughter. You've prayed and prayed, and yet no answer seems to be coming. If you have an ongoing prayer for an ongoing need, then you can relate to the Apostle Paul. Although we don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was, we know he wanted it out of his life. In three separate times of intense prayer, he asked God to take it away. But each time, God said, no. God used the thorn to keep Paul dependent on him. The thorn was a continual reminder of God's sufficient grace. It was Paul's weakness that best demonstrated God's strength. Now, certainly, we don't invite thorns into our lives. When they come, like Paul, we pray that God will take them away. But sometimes he doesn't. Now, this doesn't mean he's forgotten you or he's lost interest in you or doesn't care for you. God doesn't waste our time. He's reminding you that he is all you need, that his grace is abundant, and that he shows up with great power in your weakness. Like Paul, you can say, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Father, thank you for the thorns. Show your awesome power through our weaknesses and inadequacy. In Jesus' name, amen.